FM CHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston, a professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul, to empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Kautz, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Voices of Soul, and it's Lori Houston.
And I'm Jean Adrienne.
And together,
we're Voices of Soul. I'm the developer of InnerSpeak, which is a tool to assist you in releasing old stored programs from your past so that you can create the life you deserve on a clean slate. My website, jeanadrienne.com, is your resource for personal and professional transformation. And I've got a ton of tools out there to help you. And if you go on my webpage and sign up for my newsletter, I'll be happy to give you a free membership to the online version of the InnerSpeak cards. Those are the cards I'm going to be using to do clearings today. You can also book a private session with me for more in-depth clearing. Lori?
I'm a professional counselor with over 25 years' experience, an intuitive holistic healer for the past 20 years with over 25 different modalities. My joy and purpose is because I love to guide and assist you to feel expansive and empowered as you move from your head to your heart. You can visit me at intuitivesoul.com. You can book a private session with me. You can also take advantage of a dual package that Jean and I offer, just the two of us, just you for half an hour. It's more in-depth, more personal than the information we offer on our shows. And just to let you know, this is the last show on CBS. It's the last live show before we go into holidays, and it'll be the last show that CBS will be doing for Intuitive Soul, Voices of Soul, and Intuitive Soul and Friends. Hopefully the new year we will have a new network that we will be letting you all know about. I don't know when it will start, but we are hopeful that it will start as soon as possible in the new year. To find out that information, please go to my website, join up either one of our newsletters, but join up on my newsletter to find out where it is that we're going to be going. And I do apologize. I am actually at a coffee shop because of the ice storm that we had this weekend. All of our power is out, and so there's noise. I may get cut off, and I do apologize. But hopefully we will hold the show down, and we'll be here for you. We're looking at offering you readings and clearings today. So, you know, it's going to be a crazy and great new year. I hope to hope you send us off with a great show today by calling in and giving us your questions. But I guess we're going to talk about the holidays.
Yeah. Why don't we talk about if we've been naughty or nice? Because Santa Claus is coming to town.
Oh, yeah. Did you do your list?
I did, and I checked it twice, and I'm pretty sure I haven't been all that naughty, you know, but, and darn it, I haven't been all that naughty. There is that. But you know what? Naughty is one of the things. Well, first off, naughty is a judgment, and, you know, the universal laws say we're not supposed to judge. So that's one of the things that we can do. If you feel like you're stuck because you've done something that, you know, that you're feeling guilty about, or you're hanging on to it, or it's going crazy in your monkey mind and got you on a hamster wheel, that's one of the things that Lori and I are really good at. Lori's able to look at it intuitively and help you to get deep insight into the truth about the situation, and then I can do an InnerSpeak clearing. So that's for all the naughty people out there.
No one's naughty.
No.
Everybody's We're just waiting and ready for things to start changing and shifting. And I know a lot of people are. Yeah, I know.
You know, I feel
a lot of people. Sorry,
I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but since the solstice, I feel like everything is just hanging still. It's almost, you know, like when planets are hanging in station.
Like Venus right now?
Yeah. Well, she's already retrograde, you know. Yeah. I mean, she did her thing. She's moving backwards. And maybe that's what it is, because I just feel like everything is just sitting there.
Yeah.
And I mean, personally, I feel kind of stuck. That's how it feels to me, is stuck.
Right. And it's, you know, it is one of the big planets, especially for women. So having Venus go retrograde, I mean, obviously, technically they don't go backwards, but
right.
They kind of stay still, which is why it looks like it's going backwards. You know, it is a big planet for us. So I think that's part of the, part of why we may feel this way. And it's also about money, too. But, I mean, it's mostly about love.
Well, I'm stuck about money right now, too.
Right.
You know? So thank you for shedding that light on that, Lori, because I hadn't thought about it that way.
But I do.
In fact, you know what? While we're waiting for people to call in, and folks, the number to call in on is 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on the homepage of Sky Radio, and you can instant message us. But when you do that, don't just go, can I have a reading? But tell us what's going on with you so that we're able to really tune into your energy better. You know, you get what you put out there. You know, so the more information you give us, the better Lori and I are able to help you. But why don't we do a clearing while we're waiting for people to call feeling stuck, especially feeling stuck around money. So everybody that's listening, help us out here. Take a moment, surrender spirit, and ask for help in looking at what we need to look at today so that we can clear away what's making us feel stuck. And I know I sure appreciate y'all's support on doing that. So, the source on this is an aspect of us in another dimension, or you can call it a parallel life if you want to. And that's where this is coming from. It's a bleed through from another dimensional aspect of ourself. So, we're all touching each other because we're so all connected. Let's see what the setup is. I'm going to pull two of the orange cards. The first card says stuck. And the second card says abuse of power. Interesting. I'm not going to put an editorial comment on that one just yet. I know that you're going to laugh at me, Lori, because you're going to think, you're keeping your mouth shut, Jean? Really? But let's see what the stuck belief is. The stuck belief is others are better than me. Oh, yeah. If I was as good as they was, I'd be getting lots more money. Santa Claus would be bringing me lots of new stuff. And let's see what this is doing to our soul. The soul reaction on this is our ability to be in relationship has been disrupted. So that, I get that now. If we're feeling stuck, our ability to be in relationship with others might be being disrupted for sure, but it's our ability to being open to relationship with the universe, with spirit, with the divine flow. And that's why we're feeling stuck. It's that relationship. So it's our relationship with ourself, our higher self, and with divine flow. So let's clear this thing so that we can start rowing our boat merrily down the stream instead of being stuck on a sandbar. And we pull three of the green cards. All right. So the first thing that we're going to do is connect heart to heart with the aspect of ourselves, this piece of ourself in another dimension that is stuck and that's not able to communicate with others or with spirit. Connect heart to heart with this person, this piece of you, and ask them, what can I do to help you right here, right now? Wow. And my piece that I listened to, that I connected with, said, just listen to me. Pay attention to me. Interesting. All right. So what's keeping us stuck is resonance with this other dimensional aspect of ourself, with their thought forms. These thought forms look like mirrors. They're inside our bodies and out in our fields. And what these mirrors do is they attract to us people, places, and situations that make us feel like this other piece of ourself feels. So close your eyes. Find all of those mirrors inside your body and out in your field. And ask God and the angels to remove all of these mirrors, to take them to the light. Let's clear them out so they're not acting like big magnets and bringing to you stuff you don't want. And now, the final clearing is in your imagination. Pretend like you're being covered by a big piece of poster board or white paper. And allow an angel to write you a message on that piece of paper. And as soon as they're done writing, turn the paper around and read what it says. And my angel's message says, I love you, and you are connected. Just believe it. How about yours, Lori?
Yeah. Mom, it was just, this is a time to really be open to possibilities. Don't close any doors. Let the doors open and just be there and be aware. Just, you know, be really conscious about what's going on around you, how you're responding, how you're reacting, and make a different choice. Make a different choice. It is really funny because as you're talking, I mean, it's winter here. We just had a storm, and a spider was coming down right in front of me. So,
oh, wow.
It's very, very interesting what we're doing here around whatever's going on. We're weaving something.
We are. I got chills all over
Absolutely.
Me when you said that. Oh, yeah. So we all get blessings from the angels for doing this work. The first blessing is a blessing of courage. Courage to follow your heart's command and take the first step, because that's how you get unstuck. You step, you move. The second blessing is renewed faith in yourself. And the final blessing is opening to miracles. And I bet you that it's just about time for us to take our first break, don't you think?
It is. We may as well do that, because, and then hopefully we'll get some calls. Otherwise, I will do a reading when we come back about what's going on for the new year.
Okay, perfect.
See if I get anything. Yeah.
Okay, well, why don't you just surrender into it while we go to break? And it is time for us to take our first break. So when we come back, we're going to talk more about the holidays and the new year. And Lori and I are here to provide you with readings and clearings. So call in now. The number's 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback on the homepage of Sky Radio. Just bring us lots of information if you do that. You're listening to Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
You are not alone. There are angels that help guide your life in time of need. Contact your angel by joining Laura Lee's Spirit Salon every Tuesday and Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern. Acclaimed medium Laura Lee will contact your dearly departed spirit guides and your angel too to help you find closure, guidance, or insight regarding matters of the heart. As seen on Fox, NBC, TLC, PBS, and the Discovery Channel, medium Laura Lee has the ability to tap into heaven's realms and peer into your life, relationships, financial, health, and or career concerns. Learn how to raise some heaven in your life by joining Laura Lee's Spirit Salon on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 3 p.m. Eastern. Each week, you'll learn valuable tips to help your spirit soar high and to make that connection to your inner guidance. Hear inspirational stories from listeners who have personally experienced heavenly miracles. And most importantly, chat with medium Laura Lee to contact the other side. Come raise some heaven with Laura Lee's Spirit Salon, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 3 p.m. Eastern on New Sky Radio. The Sky.
When I get to Warwick Avenue, meet me by the entrance of the tube. We can talk things over a little time from
honestly, you won't stay by the line. When I get to Warwick Avenue, please drop the past and be true. Don't think we're okay just because I'm here. You hurt me bad, but I won't shed a tear.
The life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back. This is Voices of Soul with Gene Adrian and myself, Lori Houston. We're ready to assist you with readings and clearings, so give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. Five soul, that's 248-545-7685, or you can come in an instant feedback. Just be really clear about what it is that you're wanting and give us lots of information. But we are here. I thought what I would do, since you did a clearing for us, Gene, that I would do a little about what this next year is going to be looking like. And I know that some of us have had some big changes, so this will be our last show with CBS Sky Radio. And if you have and want readings, this would definitely be the day to call in so that you can get your fix on what's happening in the new year. But this is what I'm getting, a very general picture of what's going on. I see lots of new beginnings for a lot of everybody. Seems to be going through some sort of change and transformation. The new beginning is around money, so it's like changes that are going to bring more money and just new things into your life. I see part of it is that we have to get really clear about some of the things that we're wanting, and the clearer we can get. So that means not just financially, because even though this seems to be a bit of a career or financial shift that's going to be happening in the new year, but in every area of our lives. So when we think of our life, think of our relationships, think of our work, think of what we want to do with our work, think of what our passion is, and, you know, maybe the creative parts of us, but, like, think of every area in our lives, our home life, our family, you know, and just get really clear. Like, this is obviously the best time of year to start looking at something like that. It is you know, it's definitely a time when we look at whether we want to have New Year's resolutions and stuff. And I'm not so big on New Year's resolutions, but I am really big on looking at, you know, how we want to create in this new world. So think about that. Really get clearer about that. The clearer you are, the clearer it can be for the universe to provide. This is kind of a rest period. So, I mean, half of the states and Canada are under an ice storm right now that may have taken out power like me. So we're kind of being forced to rest. But, you know, just take some time to think about.
Oh, and Lori is...
Lori,
you just cut out.
Assignments this year, and I'm losing your... Okay. Am I back? No?
You're back.
Okay. So I think there's a lot of disappointments that have been happening. And I think that, you know, it's really a time for us to get clear. The more clear we are, there's a lot of balance happening. There's a lot of karma going on. And I think that was part of 2013, is that we were just to clear up all the stuff. And if you did your work, you're probably in a much better place to move through and to work into this new world that we're kind of creating. So get really clear about that. It's time for us to become very independent, not codependent on relationships, but very independent. It may feel like a lot of work, but we have the courage, and we need to bring the balance together so that it can all work together. So I'm really feeling positive about 2014, and I think it's going to be a really great year. And it's going to really be up to us to sort of fine-tune it and create it the way we want. And again, for me, creation is more around how you want to feel and how you want to experience things instead of just kind of winging it or waiting for things to happen. I think it's really important that we sort of create it. And it's not so much for me about the law of attraction as it is, you know, what is in our heart? How can we experience life? Do you want to experience it with joy? Do you want to experience it with a heavy heart? You know, you decide, because how we feel inside is our own inner world. We can make the choice to feel how we want. But I do see that we have a caller.
We do. Before we take the caller, though, I want to kind of add on to that because, please. Yeah, the message I've been getting is very similar to that, and it's that, you know, our old way of doing things isn't going to work going forward. And quite frankly, it didn't really work all that well in the past, did it? You know, it was kind of happenstance. Some days it worked, some days it didn't. And that was because we weren't always really clear on what we were trying to create. And, you know, for years I've been saying that conscious creation was all about attention and intention, you know, and setting the intention on what you want. And what I realize now is that intention is future thinking. It's aimed towards the future. It's not the present moment. And that's part of the reason why it hasn't worked so well. So I would say now I'm flipping back and saying, let's use attention and putting our attention on how we desire to be, feel, have, do, and stay in the present moment with it, because that's where creation takes place. So I'm shifting. Well, you know, what I'm teaching going forward from intention to attention.
I like it. I like
now,
it.
Now I'll shut up and we can take the caller.
All right. I believe our caller's name is Aretta.
Yeah.
Hi, Aretta.
Hi. How are you both?
Hey, Aretta.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Same to you.
All right, so you want to know about soulmates.
This is the first time I've ever tuned in, so I don't quite know what to do.
You're doing fine, okay. Sweetie. You're doing
perfect.
Great.
So you just want to know about if there's a relationship out there. You asked about soulmates. I can briefly talk about my definition of soulmates. Soulmates are really part of our soul group. And our soulmate can be anybody. It can be somebody in our family. It can be a boss. It can be all sorts of different things. It's not necessarily a romantic relationship, although you can have a romantic relationship. If you, you know, it can be that there is a soulmate for relationships, but just know that soulmates are really to help us grow. And so sometimes we're not ready for a soulmate relationship because it can take a lot of energy and a lot, it can be very challenging. So I'm not saying that that's the case, but I do tell you that there is always relationships available to us, and you get where you're at, basically. So what am I getting? I get that you've had a lot of disappointment around relationships in the past, and that's part of it, and that there's some energy that Jean is going to clear. I don't know if we'll be able to get to it before the break, but there's energy that Jean needs to clear around disappointments around relationships. Also,
oh,
like
a
lot
big
of
way.
Yeah. There's a lot of fears, too, in around relationships and what they're going to do. Or I get a sense that you feel very lonely right now and that's part of where it is. So there's almost like this neediness. And, of course, that interferes a little bit with men being attracted to us. But
it's
really around it's really around this disappointment. And so I know that Jean can assist you, but I'm going to say that I see opportunities coming up. There's actually quite a few opportunities coming up. You need to be open to them, but you also need to clear the fear stuff so that you can do it. I'm also getting, Aretta, that you're actually very intuitive and you already know a lot of the information. It's just you haven't you need to fine tune some of your intuition. So I'm not sure, you know, what you're best at, whether it's feelings or, but you're going to start building your intuition a lot over this next year. So I think that's going to be really, really important to you because it seems to be just a big space for you to begin to approve, and you know that there's something coming and someone coming. So just be really open to it. And I'm not even sure that there's just going to be one. I think, you know, just be really playful and, you know, get out there and start dating and enjoy yourself. But let's clear these beliefs that are holding you back. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm not sure I'm going to have time to do, the whole clearing, so I'm just going to chat for a moment and then take us to break. If you'll hang on the line,
sure.
Then we can do that. And so one of the things I want to chat about, Aretta, since you're here locally, I'm actually going to be at Forever in a Day on Saturday. They're having a psychic fair there. So I would love for you to come up there because I've never actually met you in person. So I would
Where is Forever in a Day?
It's in Woodstock, and it's on Highway 92, and it's if you go through Woodstock, cross over 575, it's on the left in an old Sonny's barbecue place.
Okay.
I think it's like from 10 to 6:30. So
from when?
10 in the morning to 6:30.
Okay.
In the afternoon.
And
all right.
Saturday the 28th?
That's correct.
Okay.
All right. So it is time for us to go to break. And this will be our second break for today. You're listening to Jean Adrian and Lori Houston on Voices of Soul. You can find me on the web at jeanadrian.com. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for my newsletter so I can give you a free subscription to the online version of the Inner Speak cards that I'm using for clearings today. So after the break, Lori and I are going to give you more readings and clearings. Call in now. The number's 248-545-7685. 248-545-SOUL, or come in on instant feedback on the homepage of Sky Radio. This is Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Do you have a budget for vehicle repairs? Don't tell the shop. Hi, this is Pam Oakes, ESC Certified Auto Tech and shop owner, here to tell you how to protect your wallet. Don't tell the shop how much you stashed away for car repair. Telling the shop you have $200 to spend on repairs, and I bet you that bill will be $199. Let the shop tell you how much the repair cost will be. If it's too much, And it's not a safety issue. Spread out the needed repairs over a period of time. If not, ask that golden question. Why? Why can't I spread these services out? And remember, there's never a stupid question. Ask your ASC certified technician for the answers. This has been your Car Care for the Clueless Minute for today. Let me teach you how not to fix your vehicle in the driveway, but how to have your car or truck properly repaired by an ASC certified technician, like myself, Pam Oakes. It's all about making you a savvy car consumer.
This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons.
No boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori. Balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
Call now. 248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Voices.
All right, so we can't hear Lori right now. Welcome
our
back.
Our voices show you to receive guidance and clarity to create the life. Oh, okay. I'm back.
You're back.
Voices of the Soul, woohoo. Dedicated to assist you to receive guidance and clarity to create the life you desire. You can find out more about Jean and Adrian if you go to our website, jeanadrian.com, and myself, you can find out at intuitivesoul.com. This is our last show with CBS Sky Radio. So to find out more about what's going to be happening in the new year, please join our newsletters. Go to either one of our sites to join our newsletter, just to find out what's going to be happening and where we're going to be going. But it should be still on newskyradio.com. Hopefully, but we'll let you know. All right. So you were doing a clearing for Aretta.
Yeah. Aretta, you still there?
Very much so.
Okay.
Good.
All right. So, Aretta, what has to be cleared in order to open the door for you to receive these wonderful new opportunities that I also see in front of you is you've got a past life block on relationships. This is a lifetime from the 1800s, I want to say mid-1800s in Europe. And what happened was you weren't married. You were in a love relationship. You were head over heels with your twin flame. And he was having major issues, and he ended up killing himself and left you before you actually were able to get married and consummate the relationship. And this was very traumatic for you in that lifetime. And this has set up a whole, you know, a house of cards of fear around relationships and what will happen if I really let go and give my heart to someone. They'll do this again, and I'll be hurt as deeply as I was hurt in that old lifetime. The basic stuck belief is I can't have what I want. And what this did to your soul in this lifetime was that it set it up such that your ability to be in relationship with anyone was disrupted. So this is why you've had, you know, as Lori was saying, and it problems around relationships. So what I want you to do, sweetie, is I want you to go back and find your soul. Find this piece of your soul that's stuck back in Europe. I really want to say this is in France. Find this woman.
That makes sense.
I want you to help her to forgive. She needs to forgive the man for killing himself. And she needs to forgive herself because she blames herself. And now what I want you to do is I want you to let her release all of her anger. She's so angry at him for what he did and for the senselessness. The word she's using is this was so senseless.
What?
So senseless.
Okay.
So she needs to let go of all of this anger around men, abandonment, giving up. And all of her fear, because she's got a lot of fear. This is why it's a piece of your soul that has never gone to the light, because she was afraid to, because of, you know, just fear of disappointment. So just let her let all this go. She needs to stomp her feet, yell and scream and holler, and let it all go. And her energetic residue that is in your body and in your field looks like mirrors. And so what this does is it keeps attracting to you people, places, and situations that set you up for disappointment.
No, I don't want that anymore.
Right. So ask God and the angels to take all the mirrors out of your body and out of your field. Because this wasn't your stuff from this lifetime anyway, and it needs to go. Good job. And you receive blessings from the angels for having the courage to call in, having the patience to wait for us to go through break, and for doing this work. Your first blessing.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Could this person, being that it's a twin flame, could he have reappeared in more lives?
Yes, ma'am.
And still not connecting for one reason or another?
And he's one of the ones that is waiting for you to let go of all this anger, because he's trying again in this lifetime.
Okay.
But this one that we just cleared in Europe is the one where you held the key to the lock.
Okay.
So once you let go of the anger from that lifetime, you're opening the door for this person to come through for you now.
Oh, how exciting.
Yeah, and I just, you know, they want me to tell you to be very open, because he doesn't look like what you might expect. He's not the typical person that you would have gone for. So don't discount anything. It's just kind of like Lori was saying in her prediction for 2014. Be open to everything. All right, so here's your blessings from the angels. The first one is centeredness and calmness that will enable you to see and accomplish your purpose. And your second blessing is opening to miracles. And Aretta, it is gratitude that owns every clearing. So just take a moment now and give thanks to your angels, to your teachers, and to your guides. And we thank you for calling in today and doing the work, because as you got a clearing, everybody who listened got a relationship clearing as well.
Oh, I'm so excited. Thank you.
All right. Keep me posted.
Okay.
All right.
Very nice. Well, I know I cut out there, so I'm back, though, I think.
You are back. You're back and strong. Right. Very strong.
All right.
You know, so one of the things maybe we should talk about before we go to break is this special, since we're not going to be doing any more shows on CBS Radio. You know, Lori and I have really been able to, I think, have a good impact on a lot of Sky listeners over the last few years. We've been doing a special where we tag team. You get half an hour with the two of us in private, on the phone or Skype, and it's only $75. And so Lori's able to go much more in depth in her reading, and I'm able to go much more in depth in the clearing. And it's made a very positive impact on a lot of people. So you can contact either one of us on our website, and we can set it up that way. Or Lori, you've got a toll-free number, right?
I do. You can call at 855-444-SOUL. That's 855-444-7685. Just be aware that, of course, my internet is down. So, you know, leave a message and we will definitely get back to you for sure.
Or, you know, if you're hearing this today and you want to book one today, go on my website and there's a place where you can contact Jean and click into that and I will handle it. I know how to get in touch with Lori, so I can get in touch with her. So, you know,
yes,
don't feel like, you know, that you're locked out today because there's problems in Canada, because there's always a workaround.
There always is. There's always a way that we can do this. Definitely, most of my emails are coming through, so you can definitely email me from my site or lori@intuitivesoul.com. Yeah. There will be a way to reach us, so don't worry. Just be patient and let us know that you're from Sky, and because it really was only available to our Sky listeners, so just be patient. It's been a crazy end of the year for all of us. So some big stuff. It just makes room for new beginnings that are going to be opening up for everybody. And I really honestly believe that 2014 is going to be one of those years. So I think there's going to be some incredible things that are going on, and I'm kind of excited about it.
Yeah, me too. You know, because 2013 has been fraught with difficulties. You know, it's been like fruit basket turnover in order to prepare, I think, for the beautiful energy that's coming in 2014. We had to all go through a lot of change, didn't we?
I think of all the years, I think this has probably been, you know, maybe quieter than other years. Like it's not like everything happened all at once. I mean, I've had some amazing opportunities happen this year, but and I mean amazing.
Oh,
but
me
at
too.
At the same time, it's like there's been these slow things that sort of happen or infiltrate into, you know, the bigger picture that that we just had to be aware of. And the more conscious we are, as always, the more we can be present and deal with what's happening instead of making it part of our story. But I think it's time for break.
It is, yeah, and for sure I want to, you know, tag onto that as well, in that, you know, I had a lot of change. I mean, I ended a long-term relationship, but it was one that needed to be ended because the energy didn't suit me anymore. I moved to a new home, but it's where I was supposed to be because the old place didn't suit me anymore. So, hey, it's all been good. Just been interesting. So it is time for us to take our final break. And if you, it is the final break too, isn't it? Wow. Because this is our last show on CBS. So if you like the work that Lori and I are doing and you want more in-depth clearing, you can visit me on my website, jeanadrian.com, and sign up for a private with me. You can visit Lori on intuitivesoul.com, sign up for a private with her. Or you can work with both of us in the special that we've done for Sky listeners. And when we come back from break, we'll probably have time for one more reading and clearing. So call in now, 248-545-SOUL, 248-545-7685. This is Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Seeking guidance in areas of love, career, and family? Kimmy Rose and Friends provides access to gifted psychics and is just a call away at 1-888-626-7386. Visit KimmyRose.com. That's Kimmy with an I-E. And click on the link to Kimmy Rose and Friends under Kimmy's picture on the right. Choose your advisor and click on their link below. If they're not immediately available, schedule an appointment with them. Kimmy Rose and Friends, connecting you with psychic advisors Kimmy trust.
Traveling north to find you. Train wheels speeding, wind in my eyes. Don't even know what I'll find. Call your name, love, don't be surprised. It's so many miles and so long since I've left you. Don't even know what I'll find when I get to you. But suddenly now, I know where I belong. It's many hundred miles that it won't be long. I've learned all my life on the way to you. One day our love was over and gone. It's so many miles and so long since I've met you. Don't even know what I'll say when I get to you. But suddenly now, I know where I belong. It's many hundred miles and it won't be long. Always known. How do I know I can come and give to you love with no warning and find you alone? It's so many miles and so long since I met you. Don't even know what I'll find when I get to you. But suddenly now I know where I belong. It's many hundred miles and it won't be long. It won't be long, it won't be long.
This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons.
No boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori. Balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
The stars lean down to kiss you.
Call now.
248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Because all goes off safe and soundly, we'll all miss.
Hey, welcome back. This is Voices of Soul. This is Jean Adrian and I. It's our last show. It's so it's our last little segment with Sky CBS. And it looks like, of course, we have two people calling in, which means, of course, we're not going to be able to deal with everybody the way we usually like to. We certainly are going to try, but do connect with us. Check, get onto our newsletter so you know what's going to be happening in the new year. So intuitivesoul.com or jeanadrian.com or call my toll-free number, 855-444-SOUL. That's 855-444-7685. All right, so let's talk to Raul.
Happy holidays.
All right, so clearing for abundance, huh?
Yeah, you know, the serving part, the deserving, and also, you know, how much of other people burdens am I carrying, or, you know, a little bit of both.
Okay. So let me just see what I'm getting. What I'm seeing, something's happening with you, Raul. I think you started working on your relationship stuff, so I see some relationship stuff starting to happen, which I'm sure you'll be happy about. There's some communication you have to do to talk and find out, but basically you have all the tools, honey, you always have, to create what you want. Just really set your intention so that it's really clear, or your attention, as Jean talked about earlier, and let's just, you know, be very, very open to all possibilities coming. But Jean, I think if anything, Raul needs your clearing stuff. So
yeah, absolutely. And the first card I pulled, Raul, on this was self-sabotage. So you're your own worst enemy as far as opening to the flow of abundance in your life. And the second card I pulled was past life. So the burden that you're carrying is one that you brought in from another lifetime. This was a lifetime, it's not all that long ago, right around the turn of the century, in the Middle East. And what happened to you in that lifetime was you were forced out of a relationship, and you were punished for something you didn't do. And what this left you feeling is separate. You know, the stuck belief is I am separate from others and I'm separate from God. And what this did to your soul was it shut down inflow. Money, love, and creativity. So it's a block on your abundance in a big way. So what I want you to do, sweetie, is I want you to close your eyes and go find this man that was you in the Middle East who was punished for something that he didn't do, and it caused him to be forced out of a relationship and left him feeling separate. And I want you to help him to forgive. He needs to forgive whoever it was that blamed him and punished him for something he didn't do. And you're carrying energetic debris in your body and in your field. A lot of this is in the second chakra area, you know, below your belly button and on your lower back. The energetic debris looks like mirrors. It's the old wounds from this lifetime, because this lifetime is close enough that this is really raw stuff for you. So I want you to put your attention on your second chakra, ask it to release all the wounds, and then ask God and the angels to take all of these mirrors out of your body and out of your field.
Okay.
And then I want you to take this guy that was you in the Middle East, take him by the hand, and drag him, if you need to, into St. Germain's beautiful violet flame bonfire. And both of you walk together into the violet flame of transformation and allow all of this block, this blame, this anger, the shame, all of it, to be burned away from both of you.
Mm-hmm.
And just stand in the violet flame and let it do its work. Whew. And you receive blessings from the angels. This is lovely. Your first blessing is union and the acceptance of love from yourself, from your partner, from your family, and from Mother, Father, God. And the second blessing is synchronistic flow and good fortune. So it's gratitude that owns this clearing, Raul. So just take a moment and give thanks to all of your angels, all of your teachers, and all of your guides.
Thank you, Lori. Thank you, Jean. This has
been
an awesome year in this clearing, and whatever you listened to in the past, it's just been life-changing to me. And you, Lori, you know it. So thank you both. Happy 2014.
Don't you too, sweetie. Heart.
Yeah. Well, Raul, keep in touch, and you'll find out what we're doing. So there's going to be
All
something
right.
happening.
Yes.
All right.
I will. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Okay, so we're going to try and do the last. We're going to have time to actually talk to you, Debbie. I'm going to just quickly say relocation. It seems like everything's going to come through, but you need to know that right now at this period, it's kind of a holding period for you, and you need to start seeing things from a different perspective. But I actually see that there's a lot of great things that are going to happen for you in 2014. But that's really all I have time to say, and I don't know, Jean, if you have anything that you can quickly say.
Let me just pull a couple of clearing cards for her real quick. The first one is, what I want you to do, Debbie, is in your mind, I want you to create a beautiful bottle. And I want you to put all of your questions and concerns in this bottle. And I want you to give this bottle to your higher self. Because your higher self actually already knows all of the answers. So send that bottle up the flagpole to your higher self and allow your higher self to work this out for you in the most positive way for you. And ask your higher self to return to you the answers to your questions in a way that you can't possibly miss the answers. So it wants to come back to you very clear and concise and let your higher self do that. And it's time for us to let go and let God here. Thank you all for supporting Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori for the last couple of years. This has been a wonderful ride. We will settle somewhere, and you'll find out where that is. So get on our newsletters. It's been a good show today, and we look forward to connecting with you again. Happy Christmas. Happy 2014. Much love. This is Voices of Soul. This is Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori saying goodbye, saying ciao. That's going to make me cry.
Ciao.
On Sky Radio, powered by CBS.